this show today, I know we're probably not going to have too many people because it's early, but you can go back and watch this. I have a very good friend of mine, Rock and Roll Evans. She's an unbelievable songwriter, musician, and just a good person overall. And I know a lot of people know her throughout industry and throughout the music world. So I'm going to give her a chance to come on and talk about her new album and her music and herself, and also where you can find her and her music. And I asked her to do a song for us too. So let's welcome Ro Evans to the stage. Hey. Yes.
Hi, Lisa. How you doing?
How are you?
I'm so blessed to be here today.
Good. I'm great. I'm blessed to have you. I'm so glad. This is weird because usually you interview me.
I know.
So we got it changed around now. I got some people on here that are watching.
I can't read it, but hello.
It's like, yeah, let me put on the chat and see if anybody's in the chat room. I don't think that we can view the chat room from here on Facebook. So
you can see it. It's microscopic, but
you can. All right. Sound is perfect. Okay, good. I just got a thing that sound is perfect. That's good. So we can move forward. So let's just talk a little bit about, I know you and I have been friends for a long time.
And, I know since COVID began, you know.
Yes.
A lot of friends.
And both of us do the same thing. We usually do online shows and you do shows every single day on your different pages you're on. I know that. And you want to talk a little bit about that, about what you do and why you do it?
COVID started and then I started on Socially Distant Fest and I still go on there. Bethy Allen and Jake Allen, I started Socially Distant Fest. And one day I woke up and I grabbed a cup of coffee and I said, bam, Java jamming. And from there on, I decided that people needed to be with people, even though there was no physical contact. I said, let me in a coffee house that was virtual. And that's how Java Jammin' began. And then people began to know each other from all over the world. And they still, after 4 years, still say good morning. And it's a beautiful thing because no matter where I am, they all go from stream to stream and say good morning, good afternoon, good night. It doesn't matter what time I do Java Jammin', they're always there. And it's not about how many people, it's about how many people come in to say hello and greet each other. And it's a beautiful thing. I love it. And I do a blessing, not a blessing, but a candle for people that have passed away or people that are on their way to a better place, you know, whichever people believe in God or have just a memory of someone they want to remember. I do a cover or an original. Also, I do a suicide prevention number, which is 988, if you don't mind me saying, 988, which is the National Prevention Suicide Hotline number. Always, I do that every day. And that has begun as well. So that's basically what my show is all about. Well, and I do those mostly, so.
Well, you're also on the Inspirational Arsenal.
That too. Yeah. Inspirational Arsenal. Let's give a shout out to
Lori. Lori.
Starting that. She's a beautiful woman and various streams. They're all beautiful streams throughout the entire internet. Beautiful, beautiful people out there.
Yeah, basically both of us did the same thing. I mean, during COVID, I know we're not the only ones. There's a lot of artists. Tons of them that took advantage of it. And I know my whole album came out during COVID. I recorded the whole album. And but, you know, we took it from there and we just kept doing it because there's so many people who can't afford to go out to a concert, who can't buy tickets, that can't, some of them are disabled and can't get out. This is the perfect opportunity for people that love music and are our followers that want to watch online and want to see. And like you said, your songs all mean something and I know, just like me, I know we suffer from chronic pain, and I know that we try to get that out there to help people that are also suffering like us. And the suicide prevention thing is great that you do because people need to hear that more.
Yeah, we also have people that are also do not leave their house that are agoraphobics.
Yes.
People that are agoraphobics, and also people that are in hospitals. And mm-hmm. I sing to people that are in hospitals as well. And that warms my heart and makes my heart smile that people listen to us every day and like to hear our originals, which is something that a lot of people don't like to hear. They want to hear covers all the time. So that makes, you know, us happy as well. I think that makes me happy as well, you know, that they say, hey, let's hear an original instead of let's hear a cover.
Well, you know, I agree with you, because there's so many people that just do cover songs. Not everybody is blessed to write. You know, not everybody has that talent to write music. Of course, we know so many of them that do, but there are many people that don't. And there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, I'm not bashing people that aren't songwriters. I mean, it's great to, if you can sing, if you got a great voice and you can't write, maybe somebody else can write a song for you and you can sing, you know, and that's, I've had people do that for me. I've sang other people's music when they asked me to, but I, like you said, you know, that I'm almost every show I do is all originals.
Yeah.
You know,
and
I
love all the performers, and I love all the karaoke singers. Karaoke is very hard as well. I'm telling you.
Yes, it is.
It's extremely hard. I give props to all the karaoke singers out there. And I had a first album come out of COVID as well, which I just put on Spotify. So that was also a product of COVID as well. It's just a gift from God. Music is a gift from God. And my voice was a gift from God. And I give it to others. And I think, you know, we're very lucky to have, all the performers are very lucky to have that gift from God.
Well, we also got to give props to the people that have those pages that we perform on, because like I said, if it wasn't for like all of these people, there's tons of them. I mean, you're on more of them than I am, but there's these people out there with these pages that, allow us to showcase our talent. And if it wasn't for that, nobody wouldn't know who we were.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm on other ones. I'm so bad with names, but thank you very much for having me on all these pages. I thank you all. I don't really know all the names. I skipped so many places. There's just so many. And I thank you all. If I'm forgetting anybody, I'm so sorry, but thank you all.
Well, I just want to let you know, we got Angie on here, Shadow, John from the Four Persons. Trying to see who else is on here right now. There are probably other people that aren't saying anything that are watching, but
I know the shadows, I call them, the people in the shadows, the high bleachers, the bleacher seats.
But so let's talk about your album. I know I've heard some of your songs on it. I've heard all your songs. Actually, I love all of your songs. And
all yours.
Thank you. What is your favorite song off that album that you wrote?
Oh my goodness. I really don't have a favorite, because
there has to be one that you like more than the others.
Oh my goodness. I don't really.
Really?
No. There's so many that I've written. I don't really have a favorite.
Okay, well,
they're all my favorite either, because I don't have a favorite.
What song means the most to you then that you wrote? You have to have one of those.
The second one I wrote is Blessed to Know, and it means a lot for my heart. But I just wrote one called Breathe Life Into You, and that means a lot to me too. Because
yeah, that's a good song.
It brings my whole entire being into that song, just like Blessed to Know. And I really don't have a favorite, though. I haven't written my favorite yet.
Okay, that's good. Well, what about my songs, like you, I have a couple of songs that mean more to me than any of my music. Like one of my songs means so much to me. Like I Cry Out to You, Lord means a lot to me, because I wrote that song during a time when I was suffering a lot. Surgery, I was in so much pain, and I wrote that song to get out for everybody else like us that suffers in pain. And it really helped, did reach a lot of people. So that song has a place with me in my heart. I love that song, and I hope everybody else does also. But my favorite song to perform and sing is Step Into the Light, and that's my number one song. So do you have any songs that you really enjoy singing and playing of yours, like more than others?
Hmm.
Like you have fun, you have more fun doing it, or you feel like
I would have to say off my first album is a long train a coming.
Yeah,
because I wrote it during COVID, and it's one of the lines is about insanity. It's escaped me right now. It's angel on the right side. A devil on the right side, angel on the left. I'm mixing them up, but it's about the good and the bad. Okay. And I'm trying to do the lyrics in my head right now, and it's not. But if you go on the Thoughtbox album, it's called A Long Train of Coming. And right now I'm nervous, so I can't remember. I'm trying to do it in my head, and I'm sure many people have heard it and they all know it, but it's escaped my mind at the moment. But you can go listen to it on Spotify. It's there.
That's what I was just going to ask you.
Angel on the right side, devil on the left. And it's about the good and the bad. And
all of your songs, I know you're on SoundCloud, but you're also on your songs. Spotify. You're with a distributor. So all of your songs are everywhere.
All the platforms.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's good.
So you wished her to come, and here she is.
There's Mia. This is her manager. That's me.
This is Mia.
Hi, Mia.
She's my co-host. She has to be in the hug. Oh, and the major thing is the hug at the end of all my shows.
Yes.
Is the virtual hug that everybody gets at the end of my show. And I know Lisa loves it. So
yes. Crystal's on here. She said hi to both of us.
Hi, Crystal.
I don't see if anybody else is on here right now. Well, I know that you have hundreds of people that watch your shows every day. And if all of these people come over and watch this, it's going to crash my Facebook. So I know they will. If they see you on here, they're going to come over. So we can share this, maybe, so everybody can see this interview.
Yeah, I mean, I should be interviewing you.
I just got interviewed 3 times already this past month.
It's a beautiful thing when we get to, she's drinking my coffee. It's a beautiful thing when we get to put our music out there. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful thing when all artists, you know, whether it be, I always say that art is major, it's knitting, crocheting, anything, your hobbies are your art. And yesterday it was funny because I was talking about auto body because, any kind of hobby, car collecting is a hobby. Everything is art in some sort of form.
Yeah.
And we're lucky that we get to put it out there in music. And it's just a beautiful thing. And I think that things work in mysterious ways, and music is a very mysterious thing.
Well, I know some people are blessed in more ways than other people. And I wish I could play the guitar like you do. You're an unbelievable musician. And I really respect that about you. And I know you suffer too, but I, on the other hand, can't do that because of my hand problems. I have to, I do the least I can, I do play enough to get through a song, and I am learning other ways to play where I'm not in pain as much.
I have carpal tunnel. I don't like to talk about it, but I do suffer from major problems with my hands, but I love my art so much that
I push through it.
And they have told me many times that I can't do things. And I have a song and it says, push through it. We all get along and we push through it. Some people can't push through it. And I try to help my friends through many things. And my music I try to help people through my music. And music is medicine, and everybody needs a dose a day, is my quote. And that's what Java Jam is all about. It's a medicine tool. And you know music is medicine. You work through it every day too. I wish healing for everybody, and that's what I wish for.
So do I. And you know, when we met, I knew that we had that in common. And that's great how we can talk to each other about that, because when you suffer from anything, you need to have someone to talk to. I mean, I pray a lot. I talk to God all the time, and I work through it because he gives me the strength to do this. But you also need a person there, a figure, someone, a human being, a person you could talk to that's going to be there for you in trials. And you've always been there for me, and I always try to be there for you. But I see people mentioning here that they're glad that we're discussing this, because a lot of people are afraid to talk about their health. They're afraid to talk about the pain they live in. But, you know, we do this for one of the reasons why we do this. And it's to help other people and ourselves first, but to also help the people that are watching, that hear our lyrics and listen to our music, that know that we're there and we understand, we know what they're going through, and we suffer also. So I thank you for being there for me all the time, for being my friend.
I thank you too, Lisa. And I'm glad we met. I really am. And I wrote a new song called With a Little Push, and it says, with a little push and a little help and a little, and everybody has added to it from Java Jammin'. I appreciate it. They said with a little coffee, with a little nudge, with a little Java Jammin', with a little, you know, and every time they add a little something into it. So it's been a really fun song to do.
Well, since we're talking about that, you want to do it for us?
Sure. And just let me, it's a new song, so I have to find
it. I know. And I like that song. And my mother heard it too the other day when you were playing on one of your shows. She goes, that's a good song. So I figured that'd be a great song for you to do.
I've written,
that was a good one. Is that released yet? Is that on your album?
No, I recorded it though. And I sent it to a friend of mine, and she said, you have to do that song, Ro. You have to do that song. And put it out there. And I said, I don't know. I kind of don't want to release it yet. So I'll do it for you. I had to find it because it's really, really new. But I hope you like it.
I love it. You'll love it.
And if you want to sing it along, Lisa, you can.
I don't know all the lyrics, but go ahead.
Was this the turn I was supposed to take? Is this the maze I was supposed to make? I didn't know which way to go. Was it just another mistake? Oh Lord, you help me get on through. You gave me peace and clarity to get by with a little help from my friends and family. I hold dear, I hold near. With a little push and a little help and 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 a little push and lots of love and lots of love. Lots of peace and lots of love and lots of peace and lots of love. My heart was left with someone else. I sure was put to the test. Oh, the pain, it hurt like hell. Depression was my worst enemy. But, oh Lord,
help me get on through. You gave me peace and clarity. You get by with a little help from my friends and family. I hold dear, I hold near. With a little push and a little help and a little push and a little help. And a little push and a little help and a little push. And lots of love. And lots of love. And lots of peace. Oh, and lots of love. Lots of peace. Oh, and lots of love. I'm going through time, this game in my mind. Learning to set boundaries for myself. Driving down this highway of life. Oh Lord, you help me get on through. You gave me and clarity to get by with a little help from my friends and family. I hold dear, I hold near. With a little push and a little help and a little push and a little help and a little push and a little help and a little push and lots of love. And lots of love. And lots of peace. Oh, and lots of love. And lots of peace. Oh, and lots of love. With a little push. And lots of love. And lots of peace.
Lots of coffee.
With a little push. It's all right. With lots of coffee and a little nudge and a little help and a little push and a little push and a lots of help and a lots of help, lots of love. With a little push and lots of love.
Beautiful. Everybody loved it. Everybody thinks she's got a lot of talent and unique, and she is. She's very unique. She's
Thank
very
you, Lisa. So are you, and you know, there's so many unique performers out there, and so many unique writers. And I am so honored and blessed that people love my music. And
And we have two totally different styles.
Yeah, and I want to put the word out there, and hopefully someday people will understand, and the word will be out there for all musicians to change the world a little bit every day.
You there? Oh, I lost you for a minute. That's all we can do. I mean, there's, you know, coffee is in the house. That's true. You got to go back and see these comments later. It's so funny. But yeah, it looks like you really got through to some people, and people, my friends that didn't know you, now they know who you are. Hold on. I don't know what happened. Hold on. I'm going to remove you and bring you back. I don't know if it's going to let me do that. Hold on. All right. I lost her for a minute. Let me bring her back. Can you hear me now? Okay. I knew something was going to happen. I knew this wasn't going to go over great. It might have been her end. Let me see if she comes back on. All right, she's trying to get back on again. There you are. Hold on.
Hi. Sorry, right. the phone goes through. I can't help it, and this person knows that I'm on.
Oh, somebody called you again?
Someone calls through. I can't shut the phone off.
I know.
And I have all the notifications off, but for some reason the phone comes through. This one phone call comes through all the time.
That's weird. I know it always happens to you. I know every time you're doing other shows, I know somebody calls you and it's like
this one phone number. I don't know how it gets through. Just this one phone number. And I said, I don't know what it is. You just get through. See, with a little push, it comes through.
Well, do you want me to do a song?
Yes, I do. And if I get disconnected, just continue and I'll come back in again.
Well, since you did that one, I'm going to do Pass It On because
that's
almost the same thing. But
it's so funny that we met and you have a song called Pass It On and I have a song called Pass It Along.
That's funny, isn't it?
And it's on, and it's funny because it's on Spotify. Right.
Can you hear this?
Yes, I can.
All right. I never did this before, live stream it through my computer singing. So I hope it comes through okay. Hold on a minute. Let me get the track.
And we're going to have to talk about how to get this phone call off because she'll probably call again.
I'll help you with it. I know how to do it.
Sorry.
All right.
Sorry about that, guys.
Can you hear that?
Yeah. Perfect.
We're all created in the image of Christ. Oh. Hold on. That's the wrong track. Yeah, you can tell I'm really prepared today.
Well, at least you can sing with myself. At least you have a phone call come through and knock everybody off.
This is about having fun, right? This is what it is. It's a girls' day. We're having fun, so. Let me just find my lyrics. I think I know this song by heart, but sometimes you don't know, you don't remember your own music.
Well, when you write so much, it's
that's the problem. People say, you don't remember the lyrics to all those songs. I'm like, yeah, I do. But sometimes if you write something that's like totally different than it, it's like or sometimes you'll forget like one verse.
I'm going to admit, I don't know lyrics to my songs, and that's horrible, but I don't really know a lot of lyrics to my song.
Thank you, everybody. All right, let me do this so we can talk. We are all created in the image of Christ. To love God and everyone for the rest of our lives. So let His light shine all over your face. To spread throughout all the human race. Pass it on. Pass it on. Keep it going. Spread the love that you are showing to stranger enemies, family and friends. No one is perfect. We're all fighting sin. Pass it on. Forgive the person that broke your heart. It's you that will have a fresh start. Go up to a lonely soul when they are down. Give them a smile instead of a frown. Pass it on. Pass it on, keep it going. Spread the love that you are showing to stranger enemies, family and friends. No one is perfect, we're all fighting sin. Pass it on. The cashier at the corner store, the girl at the drive-thru looking for more, the homeless man out on the street, to the cop that's walking out on the beat. All the love that you have earned, spread it all throughout the world, pass it on. Pass it on, keep it going. Spread the love that you are showing to stranger enemies, family and friends. No one is perfect, we're all fighting sin. Pass it on, pass it on. Keep spreading God's love and the hatred is gone. Let it shine, altar at your heart. Together this world will make another star. Pass it on, His love is showing. Pass it on, let's keep it going. Pass it on, pass it on, pass it on. The love of Jesus, pass it on, pass it on, pass it on. His heart is free, let's pass it on, pass it on, pass it on. Let's keep it going, pass it on, pass it on, pass it on. Your love is showing, pass it on, pass it on, pass it on. So that's my song, Pass On. And thank you, Shadow. let me just put this back. So I know you try to do some shows out, right? You try to perform out in different places.
Yeah, it was I did a show for one of my friends that passed away. Well, two friends. It was a double benefit for a friend of mine that had passed away recently, and we did a benefit for him, and we tried to raise money. Well, we did raise money for his girlfriend. So. With my old band, we did benefits for to raise money for some diseases and
Yeah, I mean it's great when you do that stuff, and I like when you post on your shows that you do your shows. I like when you do the suicide prevention
hotline,
because not many people, especially artists, will not talk about it. And there's so many people out there that are hiding that disease, and they're hiding their feelings and their emotions, and they really need somebody to talk to. And they need somebody like you to say that, you know, that I'm here, I'm listening, call me or whatever. And, you know, it's really good that you do that. Shut that off. So,
thank you.
You're welcome. So where are you, when are you planning on releasing your album? Did you release it yet?
No, I have some stuff from the new album. It's on the major platforms. And it's funny because one of the songs I did not know, but some of the stuff is on Pandora, but mm-hmm. I did not know one of the songs were going to reach one of the children's section on Pandora. It's called Lady Lotus. And I didn't think it was going to make the children's section, but it did. And that makes me happy because I did write some children's songs. So maybe I will release some children's songs and record them. So we'll see what happens.
That's great. In fact, somebody contacted me about writing children's music. And I don't do children's music. I mean, I'm sure I could if I tried, but maybe I'll give them your number.
I mean, some of these songs I write are really strange, and people love them. Adults like them, and I don't know.
Why be normal?
I know.
It's okay to be strange.
People say, you're not strange, Ro. You're unique. And
exactly.
Yeah, and it's weird because in the internet, you don't think it's going to go above. Mm-hmm. And recently, I had a woman come up to me. I say in the real world, but it is in the real world, up above, I say. And she said, row, and I rock and row. And I said, I forget. And I'm like, no. And she came over. She said, I watched your show, and I just want to say you helped me get through COVID. And I'm like, oh, that was really
That's great.
I said, thank you very much. And she's like, yeah, I watch your show every day. And I realized that it's been 4 years, and that's a long time.
Yep, you believe that?
Every day to do a show for 4 years. I try to do it every day. And if it's not every day, hopefully it's at night or in the afternoon. And that's the joy of having a replay as well, is you can watch the show. Mm-hmm. It's there unless we choose to delete it.
I know, right? Oh, hello.
I don't know where I went.
I don't know what happened. This stupid thing.
It's okay. You're getting used to it, you know.
Yeah, well, that's what this was for. And I'm so glad because now I know how to do this and what to do. And if I need a co-host one day, I know who to contact. You.
Yeah.
And, but, you know, it's just, I really like having this platform. I mean, a lot of people like, I hate Facebook, I hate Instagram, I hate all these things. I'm like, you know what? If it wasn't for Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, none of us artists would be able to get out there. Nobody would know who we were. We wouldn't be able to put on music, do shows. So, you know. So,
and what I meant by delete is when we have technical difficulties, we don't delete our shows. It's just like we had a technical difficulty right there. You know, we don't want to show that.
Yeah, I know. But unfortunately, I can't edit any of this stuff.
Exactly. We cannot edit technical difficulties. Like Facebook is funny sometimes. And that was a Facebook era.
I know.
You know, when phone calls come through, it's just crazy.
Well, you do. If your page is public, right?
Yeah.
All right. So you're you have two pages, don't you?
I have a rock and roll page, but I hardly do anything on the rock and roll page. And if you're listening, Demented Poet Society is no longer together. I have a lot of likes on Demented Poet Society. Go to Rock and Roll or go to Roe Evans and like my page. Roe Evans is more seen than Rock and Roll. Mm-hmm. I should probably post some stuff on Rock and Roll because that's my name. But Roe Evans, if you don't already know, hit like and join Rock and join Roe Evans or Rock and Roll and become part of Roe Evans and check out my positive statuses because sometimes they're really cool and just like Lisa's page, really cool.
Well, we try to do same thing, try to attract the same people, and a lot of your friends are my friends, a lot of my friends are your friends, so it's, you know, and that's what it's about. I like promoting other artists, and I wanted to have you on right away as soon as I knew this, because, you know, not enough people know who you are, and they should.
And thank you so much.
You're welcome. And, you know, I really want you to get people to know your music and get you out there, get out there more, especially people on Facebook, because a lot of people on here that are my friends are going to start following you.
Yeah. And I believe I had you on Java Jammin, I believe.
Oh yeah, I was.
I did. That was fun.
I did that like an hour and a half show or something.
It was a fun show.
I had a great time with that, man.
I'll have you back on too. I told Lori.
Well, she wanted me to come back on again. I told her after Easter, probably maybe I'll come back on again.
And we had you on Inspirational Arsenal. That was a great show too.
Yeah. Well, that's the one I was talking about. I don't like to go on other people's pages a lot. I mean, I like to have people just follow me and my page. And sometimes it gets out of control on other people's pages that run their pages. You know, it depends on which one it is. I mean, some of them are really good, but some of them, it just gets crazy. There's too many people, and then you get cut down in your time because you can't have time because there's too many people. And
I think your page is great. And I think what you do is great. And I think, and not because you're just my friend, but I think your stuff is inspiring and it's out there, and you know, and what you're doing is great, and it's out there, and people are following you for a reason, and you know.
Well, so is yours. I mean, it's just that I know when you were talking about what you did during COVID, and a lot of people did that, and real quick, I just wanted to talk about my new song that I just did, and United We Stand was written during 9/11. And I wrote that after 9/11, and I know a very selected people have heard this song, and I know you're one of them. So it's not going to be released until April 1st, but this song is about Americans and America and sticking together. And the video that I'm doing this, I have a lot of people that have sent me clips of them doing things in America. And it's getting really great. The video is going to be unbelievable. The stuff that people sent me, the clips, and I'm looking for a nurse. If anybody's a nurse and they have clips of a nurse, I'm looking for firefighters. I already have a farmer. I already have. I need baseball players, basketball, football. Anybody that plays, any of their kids play. They have to give me permission to use the photos, but if they would like to send them to me. I have till the end of March to get this stuff together. So even you, if you know anybody that that would want to be in this video, that is something around that, what I'm looking for to put in this video. But, you know, it's for all Americans. It's for all of us. And it's dedicated to everyone that died during 9/11. So it's first responders and everyone. So I know we all have songs that are written for different reasons. And I know a lot of your music has all of your music has meaning to it and has, you know, what you write it for. And so what are you working on now? You got anything new you're working on?
I have like 4 songs right now. It's like multiple. It's either one song or multiple. My brain never stops. And I think that's the way all artists work. Mm-hmm.
When you're a writer, yeah. I mean, if you're not a writer, then a lot of times people ask questions like, how do you write and how do you come up with the inspiration? Like, I was just going to ask you that. I mean, everybody's different. Some people are the same as some things, but what inspires you to write certain songs or all your music? I mean, you know, things in your life that happen.
Yes. Sometimes things that happen, or you're just sitting here and like, I could be sitting here watching you and be like, I have an idea. You know? I could stub my toe and be like, okay, I have an idea.
Yeah. And it's funny because that could be a number one song. It's something stupid that nobody else would think about.
But I'm not going to say what one of my songs is about. People love it. I had a bad day and I was like, you know, and it just, you know, it has a swear word in it, but I don't want to say it out loud.
Okay. Thank you. I can't do that.
You're welcome.
but
everybody likes it, you know.
Yeah, I understand. Some people will like that. But I just, you know, it's just a lot of people are inspired by different things. Me is God inspires me first to do anything. But then I also use everyday life, things that happen to me in everyday life, things that I see people go through, things that I think people would want to hear, especially right now at this time in this life, in this world that we're all going through. You know, I think a lot of us are trying to spread a good message out there.
Well, and that's where the little push came from. That's inspires me. Things like, I mean, just saying everyday things too as well. But sometimes I like come out of the shower and I'm like humming something and I'm like, where did that come from?
Yep.
Or this may be weird, but I feel a tap sometimes. And it's like, you need to write this. Or you hear, I am a little loony sometimes, but sometimes you get a little whisper or, you know, just the wind will go by and you're like, oh, nature song, you know, you just like sounds around you. You just never know.
It's true. I mean,
I'm just saying.
People think I'm nuts when I tell them God talks to me. And I mean, really. So people, you know, you never know. You have people around you, angels.
Everything around you inspires you.
So, and like you said, you know, there's a lot of people, maybe you want to write a song for a particular person, like the one I wrote for my mom. That song's doing so well. Everybody loves it because anybody could dedicate it to the mom. So, you know, you could write songs for different people too.
Yeah. I wrote a song for my mom called My Rock, you know, and when she comes on, I play it. She's like, I love you, you know, so you just never know. And
that's nice.
You may think I'm a loopy, you know, but just never know. I mean, I think every writer will tell you, you just never, the surrounding around you, sometimes the wind, you just never know.
It's true. So basically right now you're working on 4 songs. Do you have any idea when your album's going to be released if people are interested?
I'm hoping June.
Okay.
People want to, some people want that touchable. Like,
yeah, they want a release date.
But like I said, everything's coming out slowly. They're coming out one by one on Spotify. I don't know why, but they are. So if you want to catch some of them, like I said, they're on Spotify, SoundCloud. Some are on Pandora. But they're on DistroKid and Deezer. And but enjoy them because I think you'll like them. And not because they're mine, but because they serve a purpose and they give a little word of advice.
Yeah, it's true. My friend Bruce said, do you have a bird? His birds are hearing something and going crazy in the background. No, she has a cat, though. Maybe that's what they hear. Maybe they're going nuts because she has a cat.
There is, I play harmonica and ukulele. And
it could be the harmonica.
Yeah. And my cat stops when I stop the guitar. She stops, looks at me, jumps to my lap at the end of the show. And she says, I need a hug. I need the affection. And that's her way of telling me, Mom, you've played the guitar long enough today.
That's funny.
And everybody loves her. So she's become part of the show, I guess, now.
Yeah, she has. I know I look for her.
What are you going to do? I know everybody does look for her. They're like, where's Mia? She's become part of the show, I guess. And I love her. She sometimes inspires me sometimes. She'll be sitting on my lap. Okay, we got a little song going on here.
I wrote a song for Molly. You know, I never did it. I should have done it. I never did it when she passed away.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Because I don't know if I could play it here because I don't know if you'll hear my guitar because your guitar is a lot louder than mine.
You know, well, I'm right on top of the phone.
I am too, but I don't think because I know when I tried to play acoustic, you can't really hear it. I've tried to do this, but you couldn't hear it. Like, you can hear that?
Oh, yeah.
See, I never did it. I did it with my phone because I never did her song. Her Monday was the anniversary when she died.
Yeah, you can hear it. Sometimes, though, you know, Facebook will block it out and it will sound tinny. It just depends sometimes. Where you're sitting or how loud you play it.
Yeah, well, you have to really pound on the strings if you're going to do it like this. Yeah, John said it's fine. Well, if you want me to do this, I could sing it for her.
Sure.
This is my song I wrote for Molly when she passed away. And we don't really have any time we could stay on here. I mean, I know you have to do your show too, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's my show, so I can start it anytime I want. Last night I did it, I think it's 6:37 o'clock.
Well, that's what's beautiful. What's beautiful about not being signed is that you can do whatever you want. Not that I'm saying that it's not good. It's good, but when you do that, you know, you can basically, you don't have to answer, you know, to anyone, and you could do your shows whenever you want, do whatever you want. But I wrote this song when I adopted her. She was 8 weeks old. And when I adopted her, she was 8 weeks old, and I wrote a poem about her because I'm a published poet. And I wrote a poem about her. And then what I did was, as I started writing music down the line, I decided to make this into a song. And I sing it every year on her anniversary. But I was at that church on Monday and I was gone all day, so I couldn't do it. So if this is an opportunity for everybody to hear it, then I'll do it now for her. And I'm not going to be able to use my microphone, so I'm going to have to sing loud. This is Molly Malone, and this is a poem. Such a happy puppy. I was born in Carolina. My mommy was a stray. My daddy was a shepherd that didn't want to stay. No, I'll find a family one day. I'm Molly Malone, Molly Malone. Will I ever find a home? Molly Malone, Molly Malone. Will I always? my birth. I've lived behind bars instead of playing and chasing all the cars. I see different faces every day. Looking for the one who wants to stay. Will I find that person one day? Molly Malone, Molly Malone, will I ever find a home? Molly Malone, Molly Malone, will I always be alone? Dream came true months ago. Lady homie didn't let me go. She looked into my eyes, saw into her soul. I knew that she would love me as I got old. I'm Molly Malone, Molly Malone. Will I ever find a home? Molly Malone, Molly Malone. Will I always be loved? She bought me a leash, a nice comfy bed. She called me Molly and patted my head. She fed me a meal, gave me a bone, kissed my forehead. Finally, I was home. Molly Malone, Molly Malone, now I finally have a home. Molly Malone, oh, Molly Malone, now I'll never be alone. Molly Malone, Molly Malone, now I finally have a home. Molly Malone, oh, Molly Malone, now I'll never be alone. I'm Molly Malone. Molly. That's just something I threw together real quick, you know, to just to write a song about her.
Yeah, that's cute. I like that. I got a little emotional because I was thinking about my cat, but I was like,
I know. But this song is written from her mouth. That's the way I wrote it. This is her. This is supposed to be her writing a song about her life and me, how she met me. That's why the lyrics go, because this was supposed to be a poem. And then I said, I'm going to make a song out of it.
Yeah, I lost I lost some friends during COVID. I lost a lot of people during COVID, not due to COVID. But, you know, a lot of close friends during COVID. It was hard. But the thing is, the people that I met during COVID through Java Jam and were like, oh, you know, they comforted me and I comforted them, and met a lot of people through COVID. A lot of people.
Met each other.
And, yeah, I know, we met each other. And it was so weird how we met each other. You know, I was like,
yeah, we don't want to discuss that.
But that's okay.
But yeah, we did. And that was a blessing. Do you want to do one more song before we end it?
Yeah. Which song should I do? Let's see.
I'm trying to think. I don't know. I like all your songs.
I'll do a short one. How's that? I don't want to do a depressing one. Should I do I Believe?
Well, I was going to say that. That's a good song.
Yeah, that's a good. This is a new one I released.
Yeah. She plays the harmonica a lot, guys, just so you know.
Not really. I could do without the harmonica.
Yeah. I believe in the stars above, and I believe in faith and peace. I believe in hope and the moon. Do you believe in me? I believe in you. I can see rain when it pours, and I can hear the thunder when it rolls. I can smell the flowers when they bloom. Do you believe in me? 'Cause I believe in you. Do you believe in me? Well, I believe in you. Yes, I believe. Yes, I believe. Ooh, do you believe in me? Yes, I believe in you. Yes, I believe. Ooh, yes, I believe. I believe when the sun shines our way, that it makes for a brand new day. I believe when the moon glows bright, perhaps the war will stop and we'll stop this senseless fighting. Do you believe in me? Well, I believe in you. Yes, I believe. Yes, I believe. Ooh, do you believe in me? Yes, I believe in you. Yes, I believe. Yes, I believe it's true. I believe music soothes the soul. It beats through your heart, joining people from miles apart. I believe it cleanses your mind. It's all good. Feeds your soul, get you ready to roll. You believe in me, 'cause I believe in you. Yes, I believe. Ooh, I believe.
Somebody must have tried to call her again. Come back on for 1 minute. Come back. Okay, guys. I told her to come back on if she can for 1 second just to give me information on where she is. But I'm reading all the comments here. I want to thank everybody that joined us. Thank you so much for the compliments on me and Ro. And if you'd like to watch her, she does shows every day about all different times of day on her Facebook page, Ro Evans, on Facebook. And you can watch her when she does her shows. She does like an hour, sometimes longer shows every day. And she's really great. I really have a lot of respect in her. She's got a great songwriter and a good friend. And I just want to say real quick, don't forget that I am a member of the Four Persons Network. And if you would like to donate, we are a 501c3 charity. If you would like to donate to the charity to help us to keep things running, you can do that. John Benko is the CEO of that. I know people have seen him on my shows. And she's coming back on. Hold on. Hold on a minute.
Show me how to get rid of these.
Hello. You're talking before I edit you. Wait. I was just talking about you. I was just saying how to find you and everything. Did somebody call you again?
Yeah. I don't know why it's doing this. I shut it off. It must be my phone or that it hasn't been updated or something. You're going to have to tell me what to do because for some reason.
Okay.
I have all the notifications and the phone off. So I don't know why it's doing this.
Well, we're running over an hour.
Yeah, that's
here,
okay.
I just want to
say I'm so blessed to be on here today and so blessed that all the viewers are here. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, you can go back. I was answering everybody while you were talking, but you can go back and just read them yourself. And if you want to share this, if anybody wants to share this, I know, Angie, you already shared it. If you want to share this to your page, you can do that. And I'm assuming, John, this is going to be on Blog Talk also, I think. He's going to be putting this on Blog Talk Radio so people could listen to it and they don't have to see if they can't see it. People that aren't on Facebook.
Right. People were asking me and I said it was Lisa Marie Nicole's music page.
So yeah, definitely. It's Lisa Marie Nicole music is my music page. And Roe Evans, Facebook is Roe Evans. So you could just go on and look for her and follow her. And do you have any other pages you want anybody to know about? Are you on YouTube?
Roe Evans, fine. And there's no other page. The Rock and Roll one is Meta. And that Rock and Roll, you can go on. Yeah, but it's a totally separate page. Okay. I put stuff on there occasionally, but it goes out there if you watch it. And I get notifications. I go on there. So, yeah, you could go on there. But Roe Evans is the main page.
Sounds good.
And thank you so much.
Thank you. And thank you for all you do for everybody. And thank you for, writing your music that touched the world. Everybody appreciates
that. Thank you too, Lisa. I appreciate it.
I love you. And I'll talk to you soon.
Peace. Light and healing.
Okay, guys, that's it for me. At least I know that this is good on Facebook. So I'll be doing my shows moving forward. On YouTube and Facebook and Blog Talk, and they'll be on the Four Persons page also. I have Andrew Dean, who's an award-winning Nashville country artist. He will be on my show this Friday coming up at 7 p.m. And like I said, you can watch it anywhere you want now, thanks to John and the Four Persons Network. I'll be able to stream this everywhere now. So please watch Andrew. He is unbelievable. It's going to be a great show. He's going to release his new song and I'm going to do one of mine. And I really, really enjoy doing this. And I have a guest lined up till October right now. So just as I might do some shows here and there, if I have to squeeze somebody in, I might do one on my Facebook page like I just did with Ro. So if there's anybody else that I have to get in, I might do it maybe in the morning or on a weekday or something, whatever is available. So just keep up on my Follow My Rockin' for God Facebook page. I have a Facebook page that's dedicated just to this show. And you could follow me on YouTube at Lisa Marie Nicole. And Lisa M. Nicole actually is my YouTube channel. And I thank you all again. Have a blessed weekend. Have a blessed day. And I love you all and God bless.